Blog Talk Radio.
Listen. Some days are weary.
Some days weary.
And you can't see your way.
And you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely.
With no one to say.
You can make it.
You can make it.
It's only a test.
It's only a test.
You can take it.
You can take it.
And don't you think.
And don't you think nothing's left.
So wipe the tears from your eyes.
The tears from your eyes.
Here's the reason why.
Hello? 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 It is Sunday, February 11th. I am your host, sanctified and set apart with a shot of the Holy Ghost. I am Pastor D. Townsend, and welcome to the Jubilee Affair, brought to you always by the HubNet Online Network. This is God's show for God's people. As always, I am joined by the good brother Hakim Nuba.
Hey, peace, sir. How are you today?
I'm blessed, doctor. Blessed as always, man. It's good to hear your voice, sir.
Same here, my friend. Same here.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I would like to always start out our show with a word of prayer. Father God, we just thank you for what you're doing, for what you're going to do. Father, we anticipate the blessings that you have for us. We ask, Father God, that you will continue to take this network higher and higher as we go forth, Father God. Bless those who desire to have a show on this network. Bless those, Father God, who desire to see this network go higher and higher. I ask, Father God, that you will continue to bless Brother Hakim, Father God. Touch him in a mighty way. Touch him, Father God, or from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Search him out, Father God. Be with him always. But most importantly, grant him peace. Today, Father God, is our leader's birthday, Father. We ask that you will continue to bless Sister Janet, Father. Touch her in a mighty way. Bless her with another great, successful year, Father God. Now we ask, Father God, that you will touch me. Heal me, Father God. Deliver me, Father God. Bless me, Father God. Anoint me, Father God. I am your servant. I do love you with all my heart, with all my mind, and with all my soul. Now, Father God, I ask that you will bless everyone within the sound of my voice. Bless them and keep them, Father God. We ask that you will continue, Father God, to keep your loving arms wrapped around this world, Father. We need you now more than ever. It seems like Satan is running rampant, Father, but we know that greater is he that is in us than he that is of this world. So we rest assured because we know, Father God, that you are still in the blessing business. That you're not going to leave us nor forsake us. We thank you. We honor you. And we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. I am excited. And I hope you are too. As always, it is my job to release the captives, to teach God's word, and to be a shield to those who need someone to lean on. I gotta give out another little testimony. Brother Hakim, I am studying for my master's degree.
Nice.
And I'll be finished in December. And I'm in an ethics class right now. And this class has really opened my eyes to a lot of things, especially doing right by everybody. And, you know, it is important that we look after our neighbors. When I say our neighbors, what do I mean when I say our neighbors? When I say our neighbors, that means anybody, not just those who live next to us, those whom we commune with every day or those who we see every day. I'm talking about those who are on the street corners, those who may be asking for a dollar, those who may need a meal, those who may need some clothes. I'm talking about your neighbor. Your neighbor is anybody you come in contact with. And I'm telling you, it is our job to help those who are in need, to do right. You know, when Jesus walked this earth, Jesus gave everybody some of his time. Even those whom the Jewish people didn't deal with, Jesus said, you know, I don't care what you say. I'm here to save God's people. And so I believe in my heart of hearts that it is our duty to touch everybody. And this here goes out to those even in the church. When somebody comes into your church and they may not look good, they may not smell good, they may not be good, they may not have the clothes that you may have on, they may even have an odor to them. It is your job to embrace, to love upon, and to help that person. Remember, at all times, it could be one of us. Remember that at any given time, God can still drop us on our necks and make us just like them. But I'm here to let you know right now that while you have the opportunity, please do so. Do right by all people. Bless somebody. For when you bless somebody, you receive it back tenfold. Your blessings are not for you. Your blessings are for somebody else to see the goodness of God and to inquire on how they could receive that same thing. Your blessings are for somebody else. I wanted to share that testimony with you because I have been just overflowed with this class because it has just opened my eyes up to doing right and having a moral and ethical code about yourself and sticking to that, not when it's convenient, but at all times and in all places. For you never know. There's a scripture that says, entertain all strangers, for you do not know if it's one of God's angels. It is our duty to look after everybody. Hey, man, I just wanted to share that with you because I felt that somebody needed to hear that today. Somebody needs to experience that today. Somebody is waiting for a blessing. Somebody here, as the world sees you, you may look good, you may have on good clothes, but you don't know where your next meal is going to come from. And you're waiting for somebody to bless you, and somebody needed to hear that today. And whoever you are, I pray that God will bless you tremendously. But just remember who blessed you. Do not forget. It is by the hand of God that you will receive this blessing on this day. I normally give out a word for the week. This week, the word that I want you all to look up in scripture and to hide within your hearts is a word that we are all familiar with. The word is holy. How does holy pertain to your life, Christian walk, and your journey? If you have, when you study this word and you find scriptures on this word, I want you to hide those scriptures within your heart. Not only that, but live by these scriptures for 1 week and see what God will do in your life. We all need an extra shot of holiness, amen. I don't care who you are. We can all need some extra holiness in our lives, amen. That's just the way it goes, amen. I need some extra holiness in my life. I know I do. Amen. So I'm here, and I'll never ask you to do something that I wouldn't do myself. So live by the scripture this week, the scriptures that you find. And I pray that God will bless you and God will be there for you on your behalf. I want to issue out another challenge. I challenge you to go higher in the Lord, to read more, study more, to pray more, to praise more. In everything that you do for the Lord, let this week be done even the more. Step out on faith. You know, I was blessed, Brother Hakim. One of the gentlemen that I work with, I was at work and I was going back to my job, and gentleman, I jumped on the elevator with him, and he turned and looked at me with a stern look, and he said, "Brother, it's time to get out the boat and jump onto the water." And that touched me. And I knew that it wasn't him. I knew that it was only God that was speaking through him. And he said, "It's time to get out the boat and jump onto the water. It's time for us to exhibit the faith that we speak about." I don't know about y'all, but I am just excited to be here today. I could spend a whole hour speaking on faith. But I have a word for you that's coming from the Lord. Let us pray. Eternal Father, it's me, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. And I thank you. I honor you. And I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture come out of the book of Joel, chapter 2. Verses 12 through 17, and it reads, "Therefore, also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me all with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people, sanctify the congregations, assemble the elders, gather the children and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet." For a subject today, the judgment and the blessing. This prophetical message of Joel is gripping, captivating, and downright scary. Joel, whose name means Jehovah is God, was a prophet who dealt solely with the southern kingdom. Not much is known about his upbringing, but it was believed that he came from a house that honored and worshiped God. In other words, he had some praying folks around him and backing him at all times. It was during the time of honoring God that he received a call to prophesy and to deliver the people from their wicked and evil ways. As you see, my subject is the judgment and the blessing. First, let's discuss the judgment. Can you imagine a time when everything was going great? No wars, no famine, no issues with the cattle, no problems with the crops, no race-related issues. Death and murder was at an all-time low. Peace and tranquility reigned instead of bloodshed and violence. A time when the synagogues was a place of history and not a place of ritual worship. Truly, this would be considered a time of paradise and leisure for the people of God. One might say, how? How could there be judgment at a time like this? What could possibly go wrong? You see, during this prosperous time, no one gave God the praise for allowing peace to reign in the area. There was enough food, so the people did not cry out to God. The cattle were fat and healthy. There was no need for a ram in a bush. No wars or famine, so there was no need for anyone to go to God for help with overthrowing the enemy. No deaths and no murders, so the church and the priests had no reason to preach hard or to make supplications unto the Lord. The wine was tasty and ripe, and all indulged and got drunk. And thus the Lord was left out of the praise. When the people got together, in Exodus 20, 3-4, it says, then God said, you shall not put any other gods before me. For I am the Lord, your God. I am a jealous God. And will show mercy to those who love me. This great nation whom God had covered for all these years, who was now experiencing a blissful time, a blessed time, a joyful time, forgot the one who gives all the good gifts to his people. I don't know about you, but when I wake up and I'm able to feel my hands and my feet hit the floor, I am grateful unto God. In other words, I thank the Lord that I'm able to be seen and not viewed. But getting back to the story, when the people forgot about God, he was just to remind them of his wondrous works. You see, people love to see God when he blesses, but no one wants to deal with the wrath that incurs due to disobedience. It was Joel's job to declare and decree the impending doom upon this nation. And when the people did not listen, God sent locusts to destroy the land. What the crawling locusts did not eat, the flying locusts ate. And the land was destroyed. And Joel, the one who loved his people and his land, saw it turn from a beautiful scene to a desolate wilderness. But what I love about the prophet Joel is that he urged the people to return their hearts back unto the Lord. He urged the people to turn from their wicked ways. Joel knew that God said in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. Joel cried out to the people. He cried out to the children. He cried out to the king and to the priests. listen to all who would listen. His only desire was that Israel would be in good standing with the Almighty Lord. And if the people did their part, that God would continue to do his part. That great day of the Lord just might pass them by. He wanted to spare them from a great judgment at the hands of hostile armies. He told the people that the locusts were just a taste of devastation that their enemies would bring. Now that we have discussed the judgment, let us now discuss the blessing. Desperate and afraid, the whole sect of the southern kingdom of Israel came out in a holy fast and repentance unto God. The old men, the young men, the children, the women, the mothers, everybody wanted to give their hearts back to the Lord. The word amongst the people were, why uplift the things that I can see that's good for the body, whether we are to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who we don't see, but who can destroy both the soul and the body. And at the sight of this great revival, the prophet assured the people that God would send both earthly mercies and spiritual blessings to the people. And after all the blessings had come down from heaven, that God would pour out his spirit upon the people. Joel went from being a revival type of preacher to a Pentecost type of preacher. He spoke and said, your sons and your daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions, and even on my servants, both men and women. Thus saith the Lord, I will pour out my spirit, and it will be upon, it will look like a soda pop that's shaken up. Once the top comes off, that all the ingredients are poured out with great force, not even Jerusalem, both north and south, will have enough room to hold it in. The Spirit was prophesied to go through the entire world, converting everyone and everything in its path, turning the most savage of beasts into an obedient workers for the Lord. You see, plan A was Adam. It just wasn't enough. Plan B was Israel, and they could not hang. But plan C, Christ, is where it's at. And it is through Christ that in Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Joel knew it. The people relearned it. The young generation felt it. But what say you? Do you know it, church? Do you know that we must serve God because he sits high, but he looks low? Regardless to what the situation may be, stand tall. 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that is in me than he that is of this world. So rejoice, O people, sing praises unto the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Give glory to the works of his son, Jesus the Christ. For I am reminded that when the locust came up upon me to eat of my flesh, sprayed that holy oil all over me, I consecrated my mind and my body, and the locust turned and went the other way. It's a revival time. It's time to praise God in our closets and in the streets. It's time to let the world know that Satan can't hold me and hell can't keep me, that I am a son, I am a daughter of the Most High, and the praises of God shall continue to be in my mouth. It is through a renewed praise that the blessings flow, that through praise that the shifting in the atmosphere continue. It is through this renewed praise that God reveals himself more and more. And when God reveals himself, we can say, let's go in Jesus' name. But what say you again? Are you ready for a revival? Are you ready to put aside the things of yesterday and push forward into a new realm of blessings and breakthroughs? You know, I love you, but I love you enough to tell you the truth. And as the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, the book of Joel is prophetical to the people before Common Era and to the people of this modern era. But think about this. I want you to remember back to the Clinton years. There was no war, no famine, no diseases, no food shortages, no issues with foreign leaders. Everyone was happy, but nobody praised God for the increase in a time of peace. Because of the lack of praise, God allowed a hellion to come into the highest office, and what happened? Flying locusts destroyed our land and scorched our earth on 9/11. The people turned to God, and God healed our land. We prayed that hellion out of office, and God blessed us with a good man, Barack Obama. I have seen I have seen more people give Obama praise and forget about the God who put him in office. I have seen more people look at Obama as their savior rather than Jesus Christ, who was nailed to the cross. When you forget about God, all hell breaks loose. And when we look at what we have here, we now have a crook, an egotistical, maniacal bigot who doesn't mind pushing racial hate and racial supremacy, a heathen holding the highest office in our land because the people took their eyes off of God and put their trust in man. Everybody was so excited about the eclipse we had a few months ago. But in Joel's time, the locusts were so great that they blotted out the sun as if it were an eclipse. My friends and family, it's time for a revival. It's time for the dreamers to dream, for those who have the vision to step forward and make their dreams reality, for men and women to say, for God I live and for God I will die. It's time for the church to become on fire for God. It's time that we hold up the bloodstained banner and fight back against the ignorance that tries to kill us, that tries to deter us, remove us, and wipe us out. It's time that we call our children blessed and not curse them. Lift up every voice and sing, God is. I say that God is. God is calling us higher. Remove the blinders. Take your place in the kingdom. It was freely given, and why freely give it away? The outpouring of the Spirit is your guide. Rest in the Spirit, and you will never go wrong. Psalm 91, 14 through 16 says, because he loved me, says the Lord, I will rescue him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him, and I will honor him with long life. I will show him my salvation. Take heed to this message. Choose the right path. Praise God with a renewed praise. Let's not go into this year with a mustard seed faith when you have enough to cover the whole city. This blessing of God are before you. Choose the blessing or choose the judgment. I'm here to ask you right now, what do you choose? Do you choose to be blessed by God, or do you want to be one of the ones that's judged by God? I want to be blessed by God because I know that in my Father's house there are many mansions. In my Father's house, I have everything that I need. I don't have to worry about water. I don't have to worry about food. I don't have to worry about clothing. I don't have to worry about shoes. I don't have to worry about a roof over my head. God will sustain everything that I need in his rightful time. But I'm here to let you know right now that if you do not choose God on this day, you will receive a judgment. Now, I'm not here to say that God is going to do anything to you, but I'm here to let you know right now that it is the time and it is the place that we stand up and be the men and women that God has called us to be. God is calling us out of those dark places, out of those mucky places, out of those places where nobody else will stand. God is saying, I'm calling you out, and I'm ready to wipe you clean, white as snow, but it's up to you to get out that dirty place. Do you want to be white? Clean, white as snow. What do you want for your life? God has some great things in store for us, but because we don't see, because we cannot see before our eyes, we want to stay in the negativity. We want to stay in depressed. We want to stay fatigued. We want to stay hurt. We want to stay in a negative state because we cannot see what God is doing. We don't want to. We don't want to accept what God is about to do in our lives, but I'm here to let you know right now, somebody here needs a blessing. Somebody here has been in that judgment seat for far too long, and God is saying that I'm ready to push you out because I want to bless you. And if you do not see what I'm doing in your, if you do not see what I am doing in your life, well then guess what? You stay right there because the locusts will come and they will eat you up. And when they eat you up, you cannot call on me to save you because I have given you time after time. What am I saying to you? I am saying that this may be the last time that you may be able to give God the praise while the blood is running warm in your veins. You never know what may happen your very next step, but I'm asking you right now to give your life over to God, to give your life over to the one who can see you through anything, through everything, and through all things. Job was the one who had to tell the people to give your lives back over. God has blessed you with so many great things, but nobody's giving God the praise. That I'm here to let you know right now that this is what God requires of his people, is for us to give him the praise despite the fact of what's going on. In the blessing times, in the times, the desolate times, in the times where our bones are full of meat, amen, in the times where we just have some dry bones, it is up to us to give God the praise anyhow. But what will you do? What are you willing to do? Will you give God the praise in the good times and in the bad times? You see, a lot of us, we get put in situations because we didn't ask God if that's the situation that he wants us to be in the first place. If we would sit back and listen to the voice of God, we wouldn't be in the situations that we're in. I'm here to tell you, God is ready to overflow you with his spirit. The same spirit that rests upon me, that rests upon anybody that calls on the name of the Lord. God is ready to overflow you with that spirit. But what say you, church? Do you want to be a part of the blessing or the judgment? That's for somebody today. I give God praise for those of you who heard this message. Amen.
Amen.
Whew, boy.
Powerful.
Somebody needed to hear that. Mm-hmm. You see, Brother Kim, this is my driving force of my ministry. To tell people that God is in the blessing business, but God will also put you in that judgment seat. Lord knows I've been there. And I'm not afraid to say, even as a Christian, I've been there. Even as a pastor, sometimes I've been there. You see, I'm not afraid to admit that there are times when God had to sit me down and say, son, you need to rethink what you're doing. See, I'm a real preacher, and I'm going to let you know. Oh, yeah. Many times God has had to whip me upside the head, but I thank God that he did. And if any preacher out here say that God has never had to, the truth is not in him. I'm looking at you. What are you willing to do? God is calling you higher. God is calling you into a holy of holies. Amen. Brother Kim, do we have anybody on the phone? Amen. That may want to.
Yes, we have Brother Darius who's been patiently waiting.
Amen.
I'm going to put him in.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Darius. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
God bless you. And I love the word, and I'm sorry I couldn't hear your word from last week because I was down at my cousin's funeral, as I told you about a couple weeks ago.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We pray for you while you were there, sir. We pray for you, and I pray that God will continue to heal you and your family, sir, in your time of loss.
Thank you. Thank you. It was one of them songs I was listening to through my good days and my bad days. I won't complain.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And that's like one of my favorite songs to hear.
But you won't complain. Can you imagine that those who go through life and deal with issues and deal with problems and deal with situations and they don't complain? Isn't that just a blessing?
Yeah, that's my. I thought about my relative when she laid there, and she gone through a lot. And you know, a quick testimony that one of the preachers said that a couple years ago she was supposed. I think the doctors gave up on her, but through God, she lived another couple years. The doctors had just gave up on her, and through prayer and one of the preachers said, and you just said, God gave you, God let her live another couple of years. So they said just for used as like bonus time.
Amen. And that God, you know what? A lot of times we look at life as being one way, but God has control over everything. God has everything. He has life. He has death. He has riches and glory. Everything in his hands. So if God, if we pray and ask God to sustain life, if God chooses to sustain life, there's a reason. We ought to praise God for it. And like you said, it's a time to a reflection time, because that's what God does. God will allow us to see his power. And it's for somebody to see, and maybe it was for you to see that God has it all. If God can sustain life, what can God do on our behalf?
Amen.
That's a true blessing.
Yes,
a true blessing.
Yes, she lived to be 76, and I was grateful to see some family and relatives I have not seen in a long time.
Amen. That's a blessing, sir. That's a true blessing. Well, I'll continue to pray for you, sir. And is there anything else that you would like to add and share to bless the people?
Yeah, just for the ones that are listening, just if you have or if you haven't had an opportunity to talk to your relatives in a while, please do so, because I always try. I always try to keep in contact with my relatives by sending them a text or inboxing them on Facebook, see how they're doing.
Amen.
Because that day will come. You just don't know when.
Amen.
So that's why I got to probably comfort my cousins now, because it's been a week, so...
Amen. You know, that's a blessing in what you just said, because and it's the truth. We ought to check on one another. We ought to check on one another, because without us checking on one another, you know, and making sure that our family is good, making sure our loved ones is good, we definitely need, in this time right now, in the wintertime, we should be checking on our elderly as well. Making sure they have a good place to stay, a warm place. It's important that we look after one another. Because when all else fails, all you have is family.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brother Darius. Thank you for opening our eyes to that and reminding us of our duties. I definitely appreciate you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Amen, brother. Can we have anybody else that would like to give a word of encouragement or anything?
Well, we have quite a few people on the line tonight. No one has pressed the number one other than Darius. So if there's anyone else who wanted to have their voices heard or may want to share something, please press the number one on your keypad and we'll plug you right through.
Amen. This is your time to talk. This is your time to express yourself. This is your time to join in this praise experience, this is your show. It's your time. Amen. All right, well, let us continue on in this Jubilee affair. I would like to lift up a few people in prayer, amen. As always, I would like to continue to pray for my mother, amen, who is a strong woman of God. I would like to also lift up my father, who is getting ready to go through surgery, amen. And as always, my wonderful wife, I would like to lift her up in prayer as well, that God will continue to fill her up with a word and that God will remove any obstacles in her way, amen, that God will bless her and keep her, amen. I would like to continue to lift up myself, amen. And right now, the city of Detroit, we're in a snowstorm. We didn't had it all, Brother Ken. We didn't had snow. We didn't had ice. We didn't had rain. We're all in like a foot of snow right now, snowed in. But you know, like Brother Darius said, it's God bless family, because I have been able to bless my family and come together with my family and, you know, just have some good times, some good laughs, and you know, reminiscing on memories, and you know, it's just been a blessing. I've missed being able to go out and do what I do best, but you know, I thank God for the time that He gave us, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to also continue to lift up Reverend Dr. Philip D. Washington and Reverend Dr. Alondra Washington, amen. Presiding elder of our district and pastor, amen. Continue to lift him up. He, as always, is a hardworking preacher, amen. And I want to continue to lift up him in prayer and continue to lift up just the city of Flint and every city or state or anybody that's listening. Just continue to be blessed, amen.
Amen.
Also, my brother, amen. He just texted me. He said, "Hey, don't forget about me." My brother, amen, Mike, who is on an over-the-road truck driver, amen, and he's my big brother, and I just ask that you will continue to lift him up in prayer and praise God for him, amen, because he is just a true blessing to me. Over the years, we have done a lot of traveling together, and we always have a great time, and, you know, it's nothing like having an older brother, amen, that you can always call on me, even in the midst of the midnight hour. You know, if something going on, I can always call on my brother. So I'm thankful and I'm grateful for him, and God bless you as well, sir. Amen. And my sister too, God bless you. And my family and my friends. Amen. But I want to hear from somebody. Amen. As you've heard a mighty word today, but let's. Come on, somebody, that you got a word for me today. I'm interested in hearing what you have to say. Is there anybody that wants to talk? Anybody that wants to just give God the praise for what He's done for you in your life? Now is your time.
Just press the number one, folks. Don't be shy.
Amen. Amen. It's a true blessing.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, you know, I just continue to thank God for what He's doing. And I pray that somebody who were listening received that blessing and of the word today. And I heard it. I pray that you listen not only with your natural ears, but with your spiritual ears, that God is speaking to your spirit, that you heard exactly what God wanted you to hear on this day, because God is ready, but He's just waiting for you. He's just waiting for you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I want to give you guys an opportunity now, because once the door closes. Amen. You have to wait till next week now. This is the time where you can give God some praise.
Yep.
Amen.
All
right.
The word.
Amen. Yes, sir. I'm telling you, I am always excited about what God is doing. I am always excited about what God is doing, and I just thank God for continuing to fill us up. You know, Brother Akim, I swear this is going to be a wonderful year. This is going to be a wonderful year for the Hub Network. I'm telling you,
mm-hmm.
I just see God overflowing us tremendously, that God will continue to bless and keep us. It is just a matter of time. Just a matter of time, and when God blesses us, God's going to take us higher and higher, because the first thing we did was give him the praise. And I am just excited. I know what he's about to do, and I look forward to the blessings that's about to come our way. Amen.
Amen to that.
It is a true blessing. Amen. All right, as we wind down, amen, with just a few minutes left, I would like to say to those listening that may God continue to bless you. May God continue to keep you. And in all things and in all areas of your life, remember that God is in complete control. If you are experiencing some issues in life, if you are experiencing some letdowns and some disappointments in life, turn to God. Let God wipe the tears from your eyes. Just remember that God is on your side. If you are experiencing a blissful year, a blessed time, a joyful time, remember to give God the praise for the increase. You see, we have to do our side while God does his side. We can't expect the blessings to flow and we not give God the praise for it. It is your duty, and in all times and in all places, to give God the praise. Because I'm going to tell you, I don't need a rock crying out for me when I can use my mouth to give God the praise. Again, I am Pastor D. Townsend, the good brother Hakim Nuba. This is the Jubilee Affair. I am Pastor D. Townsend, signing off.
Some days you're weary, and you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely,
with no one to say.
You can make it.
It's only a test.
You can take it.
And don't you think?
So wipe the tears from your eyes.
Here's the reason why.
Yes, you can.
It's only a test.
Only a-